Mission Control. Mars Rover. You're in the driver's seat of an imaginary Mars mission. Using your surroundings, your imagination, and the help of another person, you will simulate the complex process of moving a rover on a different planet. Materials. A partner to act as your rover. A room or area with lots of open space to move around. A toy or object that your partner will retrieve or study. A piece of paper and writing tool for listing steps. A blindfold to cover your eyes. Directions. 1. Create a safe game space to be the surface of Mars for your rover to explore. Pick an indoor or outdoor space at least 10 feet by 10 feet. Make sure the area is clear of stairs, low tables, or anything that would hurt if your blindfolded rover ran into it. Add safe obstacles to your imaginary Mars scene. A pillow might be a flat rock. A chair might be a crystal formation. 2. Pick a toy or object that the rover will study. Place the object somewhere in the space and decide a starting place or landing site for your rover. 3. Plan your rover's mission. What task will it accomplish? Try having the rover make its way to the object, pick it up, and return it to the starting position. 4. Write the step-by-step instructions you will give to your rover in order for them to successfully complete their mission. Rovers are incredibly powerful and precise tools, but they can't think for themselves. Scientists have to plan out their rover's missions very carefully in advance, long before the rovers are even on the planet they're studying. To simulate this, here are examples of actions your rover might take before it starts moving. It might take 5 steps forward, turn to the right, walk for 2 seconds, turn 30 degrees clockwise, reach down in front of it, feel around for an object, turn around entirely, crawl, step, or jump. 5. Place a blindfold on your rover and position them at your chosen starting point. 6. Read out the steps you prepared in order for the rover to complete. Scientists practice their commands many times and change their instructions until it works. If your rover did not successfully get the object and return to the starting spot, change your instructions and try again. What can you do to make your instructions more effective? 7. Challenges. Once you have completed a mission successfully, try placing 2 objects in the scene to retrieve and grab them both in one mission. Try adding tools like salad tongs, big spoons, or lengths of rope. Try timing out how long it takes to complete a mission. How quickly can you do it? Or try completing a mission without having to correct any instructions.